Aleishur Chelek Beis Shin Tzadi Zayin at the bottom. Adinus v'chashivus omarnu. We spoke about sensitivity and nobility being distinguished. Hargasha bedakus, to be sensitive to subtlety, v'chisufin l'remimus, and a yearning to be exalted. Zoy ha-mashma'us shel kavoid. We explained that that is the deeper meaning of kavoid. V'dav kabaze yesh lageshes l'kabala satira. It's specifically through these concepts that one has to approach Kabbalah Satira. Al hadakus shebatira kvar omaznu l'el. Regarding the subtlety of the Torah, we hinted to above on the previous page, she metziyus shel harim atelim bechut ha-se'ara. The Torah is a reality of, as Chazal put it in the Mishnah, mountains suspended from a hair. Umize tira mevi'a lidei zihirus, the Brisa in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, which was used by the Ramchal, Tira mevi'a lidei zihirus. Now, behe'ara lechol ha'moed, in a comment which the Ramchal says is meant for all the masses, meva'er Ramchal es emek hadin al kol chut ha'se'ara. He explains the depth of judgment for things that are really a hair's breadth. V'zaisi ha'e'ara shebatira mevi'a lidei hazihirus. This is that point in the Torah that brings to Zahirus. Where do we see that the Torah brings one to be exalted? The words of Rashi preceding Aseas HaDibrois and following them. Lifnei HaYizgalus, before the revelation of Matan Torah, Higdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lemal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a preamble. He says to Bnei Yisrael, "V'atem tiyuli mamleches koyhanim v'goy kadosh." This is in Parashas Yisroi. You will be for me a kingdom of koyhanim and a holy nation. V'chosav Rashi, koyhanim here means sorim. It means distinguished, exalted people. K'mod at Omar, he quotes a pasuk of Bnei David koyhanim hayu. That pasuk speaks about Bnei David. Now, they came from the tribe of Yehuda. So the pasuk does not literally mean that they were Kohanim in the narrow sense. It means, as Rashi says, they were distinguished. They were great people. Uvtoim dibur ha'ilokim, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished speaking at Har Sinai, Vayemer Moshe el Ha'am, Moshe says to the people, Al tir'u, do not fear, ki leva'avur nasois eschem bo ha'ilokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came in order to nasois, and Rashi explains, leva'avur nasois eschem, legedel eschem bo ilam, to raise you, to elevate you in the world. Sheyitzeh lechem shem ba'umois. You should have a reputation among the nations. Shehu b'chvoidoi nigla alechem. That Hashem in His glory revealed Himself to you. Nasois leshon harama ugdula, Rashi explains. It connotes raising, exalting. Kmo harimu neis, harimu nisi, like those pesukim. V'chaneis ala givashu zakuf. And like a pole standing atop a mountain upright. Haramban cholek al Rashi b'shnei mekomes. Ramban disagrees with Rashi in both of these places, before and after Matan Torah. Ach berura da'atei shel Rashi. Rashi's opinion is clear. Ki kavanas ha-borei yisborach b'galusei al amoi. The Creator's intent in revealing Himself to His nation. Hayasal ha-sesam mamleches sarim. That's how Rashi understands. Mamleches koyhanim. A kingdom of distinguished and great, of noblemen. Shekol yachid v'yachid yeh gadoil b'vchinas sar b'olam. That every individual should be a gadoil, like a minister. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba legadoil ulerenem es haklal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came in order to do this, to elevate and aggrandize klal Yisrael. Rememus zeis yishiur kuma iloi. This rememus is a supreme stature. V'chen haya, as Chazal tell us, shezachu lechirus me'umois u'memelach ha'mavis. At that point of Matan Torah, they achieved liberty from oppression of the nations and from Malach ha'mavis. Ela shechata'u b'egel v'yibdu shi'u kom ha'samze. They then subsequently made the mistake of the eagle and they lost this stature. We quote the Midrash that says, Ra'a yitza shi'atz HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem shi'uchayim v'kayamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to endure, like Adam Rishain, without death, without being subject to death. Shinema v'atem ha-devekim, v'ashem elokeichem, chayim kol lechem ayam, those who cleave to Hashem, chayim. V'chen ha-kasub omer, ha-mikhtav, mikhtav elokeichem, hu charus, the script was written by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Malchus Chirus min Hamalchuyos. Chirus connotes liberty from Malchuyos, from being dominated politically. Nimal Achamovis, being liberated from the tyranny of death. Min Hayisurim. Re'u Itza Sheyatzalem Kadosh Baruch Hu. See this, what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, designated for them. Umiyad Kilkilu Itza Achal Memiyim. But unfortunately, they undid it 40 days later. Lechach Nimar V'Sifreu Kol Atzosi. It's a pasuk. אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא, אני אמרתי שאין אתם חיטאים ותהיו חיים וקיימים כמסי. That was my intention, that you will not err and you will exist, you will endure like I do. כמו שאני חי וקיים לעולם ולעולמי עולמים, as I live forever. אני אמרתי אלוהים אתם ובני אלוהים כולכם, like the pasuk in Tehillim. You are supreme, כמלאכי השריס שאין מסים, like the מלאכים, we do not die. וביקשתם אחר גדולה זה סלמוס, אכן כאדם תמוסון. איזה פסוק goes into say, כאדם תמוסון. חיבלתם עצמכם כאדם, אכן כאדם תמוסון. You made a mistake, therefore you will die like mankind, like people. ומי גרם לכם כך ותפרעו כל עצוסי. That's the midrash. The author continues, מעין מרממוס זוי נמצא גם היום בתורה. Something like that exaltedness exists today also in the Torah. הניגש אליה ואינו מפריע כל עצוסי זבור. One who approaches the Torah and does not, as the midrash above, quoting that pasuk, does not interfere with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans, גם הוא מסרמם בלי גבול. He too rises without limit. As Chazal say, אין לך בן חורין אלא מי שעיסק בתורה. A true בן חורין is one involved in Torah, שנאמר במכתב, מכתב אלוהיקים, חרוס על הלוחיס, אל תקרי חרוס אלא חירוס, וכל היסג בתורה הרי זה מסעלף. Furthermore, involvement in Torah brings one to grow, שנאמר, וממתנה נחליאל ומנחליאל במויס. במויס קונות זה high place. This is a mission of פרקי אבויס פרק ו'. העבודה בזה, לעבודה in this, להיות מכובד בעצמו ילכבד את התורה. To be a person is מכובד, to be מכבד את התורה. The פסוק says, סלסלו ישראל במקו, תכבד חוקי שחבקנו. The פסוק in משלי פרק ד'. So what is this סלסלו? Silsul bechol mine hidur vekavoid. Silsul connotes hidur, doing things above and beyond. Hein bemachshava, hein bemasa, both in thought indeed. Ein lecha pechisus kvoid ha-Torah gadol mize. The greatest diminution of kvoid ha-Torah is this. Sheyachol ha-Sek ba-Torah ve-Eino Yisek. A person who is able, has the means to be involved in Torah, and does not. Lachen yesh lechazek es ha-Limud b'yoser b'yamim ele shebein Pesach v'Shavuos. And therefore, it calls for strengthening one's limud in these days between Pesach and Shavuos, because that's the polar opposite of kavod for the Torah. Hakavod b'machshava of dibur, the concept of kavod as applied to thought and speech, anu loyimdim me'asugya demai apikoyrus. We learn from that sugya where the Chazal discuss what defines an apikoyrus b'sanhedrin the tzadites. Ki asafek im yeshteles mit tamidei chachamim, which is one opinion over there, one opinion that says that's an apikoris, a person who doubts, who casts doubt as to whether we have any benefit from tamidei chachamim. Who apikorosus? Umagam bizui tamidei chachamim, all the more so to denigrate tamidei chachamim. Vafilim avze chaveroi bifnei tamidei chachamim. These are all opinions there in Net Gemara Sanhedrin Tzadites, a person who mocks his fellow in front of a tamidei chacham. ובהנגס כבוד בין לומדי תורה הוא שלא לאחר סקביוס. One of a form of הנגס כבוד between people who learn Torah together is not to be late, to be punctual. שאחד יצטרך להמתין לשני. Not to cause a situation where one has to wait for the other. That's a form of כבוד between לומדי תורה on a level, just to be punctual. ובשיח הלימוד להקשיב היטב לדברי החבר. During the learning, to listen well to one's חברוס's words, במשהו מקשה ומתרץ, his caches, his answers, ולא להסייחס לזה בביטול, not to treat it lightly. אלו הן ההנהגויס הפשוטויס ביוסר, these are the simplest הנהגויס, המחויבויס מהסוגיה הנראה של כבוד, that are necessitated from the sugya of כבוד. These are the very lowest, simplest הנהגויס which one is compelled to fulfill through the sugya of kavod, hanuigas davka liyamim ele sheben Pesach ve'atzeres, which is so specific to these days between Pesach and Shavuos. Ad kan.